Okay, so this exercise is called ANTS. And ANTS stands for automatic negative thoughts. The exercise is all about what's called cognitive restructuring, changing our thinking. Just a fancy word for changing our negative automatic thoughts. So what I'd like you to do is just take a few moments, close your eyes, and breathe nice and deep and slow in through the nose. And out through the mouth, breathing out really super slow. Release that air, let your whole body sink down. And then take another long, slow, deep breath in, really filling your lungs and your chest with nourishing oxygen. And let it go super slow. Good. And another long, slow, deep breath in. And let it go super slow. Let your whole body sink down and relax comfortably. Continue to breathe nice and deep and slow in through the nose, out through the mouth, focusing on the movement of the air as I just explained what this exercise is all about. So as I mentioned, this is what's called a cognitive restructuring exercise, which is a fancy word for changing our thinking. So we're changing what are called the automatic negative thoughts, the ANTS, because we don't want the ANTS to spoil our picnic. We don't want automatic negative thoughts to get in the way of living our lives to the best that they can be. It may be surprising, or you've learned more and more over the last few weeks and months, that our thoughts can really ruin a mood. They can get in our way. And these automatic negative thoughts are not facts. They're just thoughts that occur to us. And these thoughts cause feelings, and they cause us to do or not do certain things. Thoughts are powerful. Positive thoughts are powerful, in so much as sometimes people develop a compulsive habit each and every day of thinking positively. They don't let anything get them down. They always think, okay, that's uncomfortable, or that's discouraging, or that's unfortunate, but what can I do now? This is not what I want, but what can I do? And they're always looking at something they can do differently, a different way to think about it, a different way to handle it, something different they can do. This too can become your habit of thinking positively, positively about life, about situations, and about yourself. Thinking positively about yourself. And you know, and I know, negative thoughts are associated with depression and anxiety, whereas positive, coping, calming thoughts are associated with well-being, confidence, health, mental and physical. So we can develop this habit of thinking positively, realistically, optimistically, using problem solving and persistence. This is a skill that develops with repeated practice. And you've been getting better at this over the last few weeks. Shutting down ruminations, interrupting shoulds, musts, and have-tos, stopping mind reading and personalizing. And so too, the next little while, I want you to focus on when an unfortunate situation presents yourself. What can you do about it? Problem solve it. Versus thinking, I can't, or this is untenable, I can't manage. Getting the magnifying thoughts, blowing things up, feeling overwhelmed, stuck and helpless. It's that kind of thinking that interferes with problem solving, magnifying those can'ts. Instead, I want you to think about, well, what's one thing I can do? What can I do right now? What would be most helpful to me? What's one thing that would be most helpful? So just take a moment to come back to your breath. Focus on the slow inhalation and exhalation. Just allow yourself to get grounded into this moment, the sensation between your feet and the floor, between the furniture and your arms, your back and your legs. Just focusing on your breathing, breathing nice and deep and slow in through your nose and out through your mouth. Breathing nice and deep and slow in through your nose and out through your mouth. Good. And a couple times throughout this exercise, I'm going to bring you back to focusing on your breath between the contacts in your body and the furniture and the floor. Just a way to ground yourself into this moment versus where your mind wants to run off to. So what I'd like you to do now is think about a situation that's currently distressing, that either in some way makes you feel overwhelmed, paralyzed, stuck, helpless. Small. Bring that situation to mind. It could be a physical ailment, it could be a financial struggle, it could be finding work, dealing with a difficult person, something you need to do that you're dreading. Just think of a situation that is currently making you feel overwhelmed, stuck, helpless, powerless, and small. Because it's when we feel those feelings, most likely, 99% of the time, we're engaging in some form of magnifying. Whenever we feel small, stuck, overwhelmed, helpless, chances are, good chances are, we're magnifying. So bring that situation back to mind. Remember how it makes you feel. The kind of thoughts you have about yourself, about the future, about the past. Notice what can'ts are in your internal dialogue. Notice how you carry that feeling of overwhelm in your body. Is it in your chest or your tummy? Where's the overwhelm? How small does it make you feel? How oppressive does it feel? What do you see yourself doing or not doing because of it? And most often, when we feel overwhelmed, stuck, we feel small. And when we feel small, we avoid. We see a situation as bigger than us, a problem is bigger than us, and we avoid, hide, run, numb, escape, avoid in some way or fashion. What is the behavior you're doing or not doing because of it? What are you believing about yourself, about your future, about the past? Are you feeling more anger, nor more depression, more confusion, or more helplessness? Or perhaps instead afraid, hurt, or sad? Which one most resonates with how you feel? Angry, depressed, confused, helpless, afraid, hurt, or sad? If you're feeling depressed, more likely discouraged, pessimistic, guilty, despairing, powerless, or helpless, incapable, paralyzed, alone, vulnerable, dominated, indifferent, alienated, numb, detached, lifeless. Really take a notice of what you're believing about yourself, about your future, about your past. What are you believing about yourself? And when you see yourself believing that, what are you doing or not doing? Is it helping? really in your mind state what the main, most detrimental thought is that's going through your mind. And most likely, if you're magnifying it, has the word can't in it. Just state it word for word, what the most devastating, powerful, destructive, negative thought is that you're having, and state it in your mind. Now, I'm not going to ask you a series of questions. I want you to ask yourself. And imagine you're in a courtroom and you have to give unequivocal truth, not feelings, not assumptions, not predictions, but truth, fact. So the first question I want you to ask yourself, is this thought 100% true? What, and list in your mind the evidence, the facts that contradict it. List in your mind, take some time to list the facts, the evidence that contradict that thought. If you believe the exact opposite of that thought, and just change that thought now in your mind into a positive statement that's the exact opposite. What's the worst that could happen? If you believe the exact opposite of that negative thought, what's the worst that could happen? What's a different way to think about this situation? And often when we're demagnifying, we have to go to a situation that may not be perfect in our mind, but is still doable. Such as, for example, as it pertains to physical limitations. I'll do what I can do. I may not move as fast. I may need to take longer breaks in the back, looking for things to stretch. I may need to take a little more ibuprofen. Do stretching before work. I will be uncomfortable, but I'll handle it. I'll figure out a way. I'll figure out how to do it. I'll catch any magnifying thoughts, and I'll remind myself as the shift goes on, 2 hours left, 3 hours left, 4 hours left, I can do this. I've done this before. I can do it now. There may be different ways you can think about the situation that breaks it down into smaller, more manageable bits, 1 hour at a time, one step at a time. Every time you're moving, you're getting stronger. There may be ways you can mentally break it down in your mind so the pieces are more manageable, one piece at a time. So that's ideas on how you could think about it differently as it pertains to physical discomfort. What if it comes to something that seems more like a financial overwhelming situation or a task such as finding a job? So again, it's the same thing. You break it down into pieces that are manageable. Talking to an advisor, talking to the credit card company, talking to the bank, making small payments, negotiating, doing what you can every week, keeping track of things, looking at your expenses, looking at your statements, doing what you can. Every step takes you closer. Same thing with finding work. Every time you look for work, every time you consider a job, every time you keep your mind open, you're getting that much step closer to finding work that fits for what you want. It won't be perfect, it won't be ideal. You'll take a job and you'll build on that. Then you'll find another one and build on that. Slowly, over the course of a year, 2 years, you'll have a better idea of what kind of job best meets your intellectual and your financial needs. Everything, doesn't matter what it is, can be broken down. Broken down into little manageable chunks, one step at a time, 1 hour at a time, one payment at a time, one search at a time, one application at a time. What's the worst that can happen if instead of magnifying, you demagnify? If instead of becoming overwhelmed, you bring yourself to think of one thing you can do, what's the worst that could happen? What are you afraid of if you do this? Is there a reasonable chance that things may not be as big and overwhelming as you imagine? As a rule, is it safe to assume you have a tendency to make things big, to magnify, to exaggerate the negative? And if you know this, how can you use this knowledge to help guide you? Knowing you have a tendency to magnify is powerful because you're one step closer to knowing you. You're one step closer to not trusting every negative thought you have. Instead, you'll be able to get better at saying, wait a second. Yeah, maybe that's not true. That may sound horrifying and overwhelming, but maybe it's not true. Maybe that's not the whole truth. What would happen if you eliminated? What would happen? What would happen if you eliminated the word can't? Can't, too much, overwhelming. Can't, too much, overwhelming from your vocabulary. What if you took those out and you replaced them with can, could, what can I do, that sort of dialogue? Thinking back on the last few weeks and months, think back on all you've accomplished. And yes, you may have a tendency to disregard it because other people are capable or doing more, but it doesn't matter what other people are doing, it matters what you're doing. So think back how far you've come in the last few months. Think back on the things that you've changed and how difficult it was. And you did this one day at a time, 1 hour at a time, one step at a time. And slowly it's accumulating. The payoff, the benefits are accumulating. And if you determine to continue on this path, it'll only continue to get better. It's the only way it can go. You'll continue to get stronger, better able to change your thinking, calm yourself down, think of things more positively, break it down, take one step at a time, push through the difficult moments, know you can do it, believe in yourself. All these things will get stronger. If you look back, it's true. Is there another option? So in the next few weeks, really focus all of your energy, your commitment, to breaking down those can'ts, that magnifying, to steps and things you can do, one thing you can do, problem solving, persisting, in small, measurable, meaningful ways. And whenever you get overwhelmed, and you may, take some time to breathe, listen to some of the meditations, change your thinking, fill out one of the forms, but always, always think to yourself, okay, it may seem overwhelming, it may seem daunting, it may seem hopeless, but that's just my mind playing tricks on me. What is one thing I can do right now? And do that one thing. And after you've done that one thing, commend yourself for having done it, despite the desire to escape, numb, and avoid. And then ask yourself, what's another thing I can do? What's one more thing I can do? And commend yourself again. Each hour you get through at work, commend yourself. I did it, I can do the next. Each conversation, each job search, each small payment, commend yourself. You're one step closer. Don't look too far ahead. It'll only be discouraging. Stay within the moment you're in. That's all that matters. It's all you can take care of. Do your best within that moment. And if you're doing your best, the next moment will take care of itself. So just take a moment to again focus on your breathing. Breathing in nice and deep and slow. In through your nose and out through your mouth. Take a few moments to really focus on your breathing. And take notice of how this exercise in this moment was helpful for you, beneficial, insightful. In each and every time you listen to the exercise or you follow along on the page, you'll experience something slightly different or measurably different. But just take a moment to stay grounded with your breath, breathing nice and deep and slow. In through the nose and out through the mouth. You can only live your life one moment at a time. This is the only moment that matters. As long as you're doing your best, you're doing what you can. Breathing nice and deep and slow, in through the nose, out through the mouth, resisting the urge for the mind to wander too far ahead. There's nothing to be gained by looking too far ahead. And there's certainly nothing to be gained from looking in back. The past is over. The future hasn't happened. Now is only what matters. Breathing nice and deep and slow. In through the nose and out through the mouth. Just a few more times before you open your eyes and return to the room around you. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and return to the room around you.